Okay, so let's get into some sport. It is Beyond the Scoreboard, and it's brought to you, as every week, by Superbet.
Really great weekend for the rugby. So the Currie Cup starts, if you like domestic stuff. We'll get into that as it hots up a little bit. We've got four test matches to really look into, international-wise. I mean, there's more, but you know, we've only got so much time. This test match is basically from this afternoon all the way through to like late Saturday night, because it is the summer window for the Northern Hemisphere teams, and it's technically the start of the Southern Hemisphere rugby season, although those things don't exist anymore. So New Zealand are taking on England at 9:05, so that's down in Middle Earth. Now, Scott Robinson is the new All Black coach, so this is a huge game for him and his charges. And a lot of these guys, obviously, like, they just play Super Rugby Pacifica, so they don't get exposed to other people. Is interesting, actually. It's almost like they're a prison team now. And then England, of course, well, they're never really that great when they tour. You never know if these Oaks are just on a piss up or they're actually trying to actually further their careers. So I wouldn't think too much of the English performance there. Then we got the Aussies versus the Welsh. Now, we know the Welsh team isn't incredible. They're quite young, inexperienced. Mm-hmm. They took a bit of a hammering to the box in that tune-up match. So they'll be playing 11:45. And of course, Australia are hosting the next Rugby World Cup. So that's like the big thing for them. Is how do we build towards 2027, I think it is. Yeah, okay. Don't quote me. But how do we build towards that? And they've had really bad things at administration. They've had coaches kind of walk out. Obviously, they had the whole Eddie Jones debacle. So that's going to be an interesting match because you've got two teams that are going to be really inexperienced and kind of untested. But that's 11:45. And then we've got the big one, obviously, the Springboks versus Ireland. Mm-hmm. Now, these Irish, they are due a beating. Now, we don't play them often, okay? So, like, since 2016, I think we played them five times, and we've won twice, lost the last three matches. And it's a big bragging rights thing, this, because they were the team that beat us in the World Cup.
Yeah,
I still don't think we played our best team anyway. But it's such a big game because these Oaks are so butthurt about the fact that they can't win World Cups. They just had a really tough, like, local season because Munster and Leinster won nothing in the trophy wise. And of course, Leinster was just at Loftus about a month ago, losing in the semis. So it's such an exciting contest. It really is. Because I think that the Bok team has got 20 out of the 23 guys who won the World Cup final, basically. Mm-hmm. They're there. There's a few injuries, unfortunately.
As usual,
as it happens. But the fact that we can still retain 20, I think there's a cumulative 966 caps.
Wow.
I think the average
experience.
The average cap of a forward is like 56 or something. So it's a huge experienced team. It's a hugely exciting team. And Rusty's just saying all the right things in the week. You know, he's just such a great guy to have as your coach. I think he detracts so much attention away from the players, brings it onto him willingly. And yeah, we've got two really fantastic teams. They are ranked number one and number two in the world of rugby. It is the biggest game right now. I know SA versus New Zealand is the biggest rivalry, but this is huge. This is absolutely huge because we have to basically beat Ireland at home to justify the fact that we're world champions, because that's the thing when you're world champion. You've got to prove it every single time. And if Ireland come here and they lose, then it's going to be so embarrassing for them. Haven't won a World Cup, talk a whole bunch of shit about us and not beat us.
Okay, I have a question, right? Based off the Springboks and the last World Cup and some rules being implemented because of how they were playing and yada, 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 yada. How's that going to impact the game for Springboks?
Yeah, it's a good question because the rule changes could either make a huge factor in certain aspects of the game or we'll just not even notice it. Because, you know, we always want to scrum people because we're bigger and we're more aggressive than most people. Mm-hmm. That's just what we are. Whether our backgrounds are violent or we just like hurting people.
Are they trying to namby-pamby and safety it up? Is that what they're doing?
Well, look, there's a thing about player safety, which everyone needs to understand is a big thing because no one wants to be a vegetable when you're older. But there's also understanding...
that's what we're paying for.
Don't play rugby.
That's also understanding that rugby is a contact sport.
I want to watch boxing, but I want them to actually hurt each other.
Yeah, it's like, I like architecture, but don't use stone. I mean, it's just... it's one of those things that you've got to skirt around. So I think the biggest thing was that people will draw their attention to is that you can't call a scrum from a free kick. So if you're scrumming somebody and dominating them in the scrum and there's an infringement and the referee gives you a free kick, you can't say, I want to keep blixaming this oak. You've now got to run the ball away from them. So if you're a weaker scrumming team, then you can give away these kind of infringements, but then you also run the risk of giving away penalties. So I don't think it's like as big as everyone thinks. I think unfortunately due to past actions, people think that World Rugby is against the Springboks because, you know, we innovate and then people are like, well, they're making laws now to go against us. They are trying to make the game faster, safer and more exciting.
Okay.
But that's also like these decades who think that playing Katy Perry music at every sort of breakdown is going to make the game more enjoyable. Rugby is rugby. It's a great game. Not everyone in the world has to watch it. We're fine by being relatively inclusive. I really think that is. If you want to play rugby, there is definitely a seat at the table for you.
And don't break it if it's not broken. You know, don't try and fix something that isn't in need of repair.
Not everything has to be football.
Yeah, and also don't try and attract people who are not interested in rugby. Like you could put 1,000 cheerleaders on the field and you could have those huge, what do they call those massive TVs they have in like...
Jumbotrons.
Jumbotron. You could put one of those in the middle and you could have people singing songs and choirs and God knows what else. It still wouldn't make people who don't care about rugby want to watch rugby.
That's such a good point. Not like, everything has to dance for TikTok.
Yeah, stop it. Just
like stadium DJs at rugby stadiums. I was watching the baby junior box, baby box, whatever they call them, was ever politically correct. They were playing Argentina last night and they were getting a hammering. Yeah. And the stadium DJ is playing Queens and no one bites the dust all over the place. So like there'd
son
be a line
a
out. Why are you playing music? This is the biggest game in these young people's careers. Like, do they need to hear a pop song?
No.
Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm ranting too much here.
No,
can we get
good.
Back to the rugby?
Look, Simpiwa's question got you fired up.
No, it is, because we've seen it in Formula One too. Like, you know, people try to change the rules a lot. And then ultimately, it pisses off the purists and it confuses the new people. So what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just changes for the sake of changing. And everyone just thinks, and I know it's because our attention spans are so limited, and we're so like dulled from dopamine from our phones. It's like we constantly want to change things all the time.
Yeah.
Just let something be.
It's that, and it's also, and we hinted at this with the Minister of Sport discussion, it's also consultants. It's like they get in a team of people who've been highly educated and they say, how do we make the sport more inclusive? How do we appeal to more people? And these guys go off and do expensive research and come back with bullshit like play Katy Perry.
Yep. Look, a lot of the time, if everything's inclusive, then nothing's special. It's just basically socialism in other forms.
Mm.
If you people go, oh, I hate all these exclusive things, well, find the thing that's exclusive for you. And trust me, no one's going to stop you from getting into what you really want to put your time and effort into. Because if you bring value to something, somebody wants you. Just stop this inclusive bullshit.
Right.
Okay, if you take that soundbite and those few words, I sound like a bigot, but... Trust me, it's just
someone will cut it. Don't worry.
Okay, it's just guys. Let's make things great. Let's be obsessed about things. Let's be passionate about things.
All right. What else, Ben?
I tell you what's not passionate. Like France touring, they don't send good players away. So now in Argentina, there's a tourist test series. So that'll be the last game of the Saturday at 9 o'clock, and there'll be Argentina versus France. But there'll be a young French team, a hardened Argentinian team will probably beat them. So that's your world of rugby for the weekend.
Very good.
And Curry Cup if you're into that, or if you live in a very small town where nothing happens, where a live game is probably the best you got. So Friday, today, the Euro 2024, we've got the quarterfinals kicking off. And this is exciting because as much as we like to see the minnows have a bash against the bigger teams, it's nice to get to the business end. And doesn't get any more business than the first game, which is Spain versus Germany. These are probably the two joint favorites right now.
Yep.
Spain score goals, as do Germany. They're incredibly fun teams to watch. Some of these games have been absolute snooze festers. Like they really have. People just haven't been taking a lot of risks. They're not being too penetrating. These two teams are great. And it's a shame that they're playing in a quarter. Portugal versus Spain, on contrast, I think will be a much more boring match. Mm-hmm. It probably may even go to extra time and penalties. So those are your two games for today. And then Saturday, we've got England versus Switzerland. It'll be at 6. And Netherlands versus Turkey. Those are your two big games tomorrow. Again, not as exciting as Spain versus Germany. So if you want to watch football this weekend, put it all into 6 o'clock tonight. What a game. Spain were 1-0 down against Georgia. They won 4-1. Germany, from the off, have been great. They've been scoring goals. Toni Kroos's last run in the squad. He's an absolute hero and heartthrob to all German people. There's so much to look forward to in that first game. And the rest of them, yeah, cool. Enjoy them. British Formula One, though. So if you don't like rugby, you don't like the soccers, the footballs, Formula One at Silverstone. So It's one of the old tracks of, you know, the traditional tracks on the Formula One season.
Right.
And it's just so great that Formula One is interesting again. Like, it's super interesting. Like, Max Verstappen obviously went into Formula One with enough friends, and he sure as hell hasn't made any since then. And the way that he sort of tried to run Lando Norris off the track last week just showed how good Lando Norris now is that he's a contender that Max will try and just absolutely double cross any stage. Yes, Max fans will tell me it's called a racing line, and I get that. But it was fun watching how both of them threw themselves out of the race, and then George Hamilton, that androgynous skinny man, he won.
Androgynous.
I don't know what else to really say. He's got no real personality. So he won. You know, it's like if Star Wars was camp, he would be Luke Skywalker.
Oh, my word.
He came out of nowhere and won. It was great. So we've got Max versus Lando, which is a really big thing. Then you've got a guy like Oscar Piastri. He's a damn good driver. He's been doing well. And then you've got Mercedes of Russell and Hamilton at home, essentially, because they're both the British. Wonderful Formula One to look forward to. Okay. And also in Britain right now, of course, is Wimbledon. Early stages. But in the men's, we've already seen Hubert Hurkacz. If you're a big fan of Hubert Hurkacz,
that's a terrible name.
The seventh seed.
That's
he's out.
A very bad name.
Casper Rudd can't play on grass. Never got past the third round in this. He's the eighth seed. He's out. And Stefanos Tsitsipas. Yes. All the Greeks. Sorry, your guy's gone.
Yes.
Yeah. So Yannick Sinner and Alcaraz are through. They're the first and third seeds, respectively. Djokovic is second seed, but I don't think he's going to be the same Djokovic we'd know because he's come back from injury and he's old. In the women's, Iga Swiatek, well, she will probably win. I'm just going to say that straight off the bat. She's particularly good.
Okay.
She's straight through. Jessica Pegula, she's the fifth seed, also out. Marketa Vandorisova, the sixth seed, gone. And unfortunately for Chinese fans, Jingwen Zheng, eighth seed, gone already. Gone already sounds dodgy. So they're all out. And that's obviously first stage. So, you know, next weekend will be the final. So as Wimbledon progresses, every single day it becomes more interesting. And then finally, we've got the seventh stage of the Tour de France today. Now, in the Tour de France, as I was saying on the show yesterday, like if you can't afford a trip to Europe, it's basically like a holiday in your lounge. It's just so beautiful. All the scenery. You get to watch these people go to all these amazing places. It's not finishing in Paris for the first time ever because they've got the Olympics this month. So it's a bit of a different route. And today will be the seventh stage. What makes that significant is it's the time trial stage. So two of the stages in the whole thing is a time trial where it's just you by yourself pushing your body to absolute levels of pain and lactic acid. Because normally it's a team sport, cycling.
Yeah.
So you guys will then cycle, then you'll get you to the front and they'll try and make you win. Whereas this one, it's just man, bike, 25.3 kilometers, and they're thrashing it out today.
Sure.
That's pretty much it for the sport, guys. That's it.
That's pretty much good enough for me, Ben.
If you want to get tips and other things, obviously go on to On The Bounce show every single Thursday. And if you want to start with Superbets, use the code OTB.
OTB.
The code OTB will give you up to 5,000 Rand worth in sign-up bonuses.
Very
good. So there's so much to play on, and you get the bonuses when you sign up.